Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Howarth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Marichal. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to third. Pepitone moves to second. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Pepitone scores. Cardenal moves to third. Rudolph moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason strikes out. One out. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Fuentes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rudolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal fires to first and has Rudolph trapped. There's the throw to Spear, who tags Rudolph for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spear is hit by the pitch. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-1 in the game. Howarth takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to third. Thomason moves to second. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Elias Sosa now pitching. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Spear hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone juggles the ball. That's an error on Pepitone. Thomason moves to second. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Thomason moves to third. Howarth moves to second. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomason scores. Howarth scores. Rader moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Giants. Jim Willoughby pinch runs for Ed Goodson. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuentes. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howarth bunts towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to second. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. Thomason moves to third. Two outs. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.